Blog Talk Radio.
Regal Poet Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Regal Poet Radio Show. We are the conduit for the poet and entrepreneur. I am your host, Imone M. Prosper, with another episode highlighting the industry leaders and their best practices so you can build up your Regal Arts business. Today we are talking about change and talking community engagement. It's something that I personally like to talk about. We've explored this in the past, but we've never actually talked about it with a prominent reggae artist and as part of an international event. 100,000 Poets and Musicians for Change has been going strong for about 5 years. Is listed as one of the largest poetry readings to date. The world spanning about 115 countries. 100,000 Poets and Musicians for Change continues to grow as a catalyst for artists coming together and discussing, celebrating, and impacting change and impacting life and unity. Adding musicians came about 3 years ago, and 100 TPMC for short has pretty much opened up new avenues, new possibilities, and much more in the Department of Excellence by adding musicians onto the bill. Regal Poet has been a part since the beginning of the organization as a local community organizer through Fly By Mike, and this year we've partnered with the organization and another local community organizer, Francesca Smith, so that we can support this year's event, which is it's always the last Saturday in September, and this year is September 26th. We go to the famed Cinema Paradiso, an awesome venue that's been around for over 20 years, and they always do excellent work for independent filmmakers and various organizations in the community. They have partnered with us to sponsor the event by hosting it at Cinema Paradiso. We're so blessed to have that. And on the show today, we actually get to hear from the headliner of the event. I'm so excited that we actually have Mr. Jadon Blackamore on the program with us. He is a Grammy nominated artist. I've heard such amazing, crowd-pleasing, professional things about this gentleman, and he sings and performs from the heart. Last week, we played one of his songs, I'd Always Go Back to One, and you guys have given me rave reviews for that. He's a professional that inspires. He commands the stage, and we are so pleased to have him on the show. We're going to go ahead and bring him on. He does have some new projects he wants to tell us about, and I just want to go ahead and bring on this powerhouse with us. Jadon, are you there?
Yes, good night. How are you doing? And Prosper, how are you? Greetings to everyone that's listening to the program. Is this program live and in living color right now?
Live and in living color, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Great. So I'm greeting everyone within the sound of my voice. This is Jadon Blackamore live on the air, Regal Poets, right here with you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We're so happy not only to have you on the show today because, you know, we respect you as an artist entrepreneur, but we also are just so excited to have you as part of the 100,000 Poets for Change, Poets and Musicians for Change event on September 26th. Thank you so much.
Yes, well, I'm very, very pleased to be there. I'm very happy and anxious to actually do this event. You know, I'm very, very excited about it, and I'm glad to be a part of it, for sure. You know, anything that's having to do with change, positive change, I'm definitely with that whole movement, you know. So, and I know one of your people, you know, that's involved with coordinating the program, Francesca. She's a friend of mine.
Yes.
So, you know, I have to big up Sister Francesca right now, wherever you are. You know, big up Renew Music Group, which is my management, who actually, you know, worked with you guys to get me involved with this. So, and I've been hearing about it for a little while. So, you know, it's great to, you know, be present and to be, you know, be on the air right now and to be at the event on the 26th.
Thank you. Yes, I'm excited as well. Now, the first question I always ask, not a problem. The first question I always ask is, do you consider yourself an artist entrepreneur, and what does that word mean to you?
Yes, I do consider myself an artist entrepreneur because it's nothing more than the truth, you know. I think as an independent artist or as an entrepreneur, it's important to, you know, to be, you know, involved with, you know, movements in the community, grassroots movements and stuff like that. And as an artist, I've been independent for a while, you know. I've been doing my thing for quite some time now. And, you know, it definitely, you know, it behooves any artist, independent artist coming up right now, to have some sort of a vision of, you know, something that they would like to get involved in that can be, you know, that can create revenue for themselves outside of music, you know. And it's vital to, you know, have some skills or something else that you can be, you know, getting paid with, you know what I mean? Because it's the only way you can keep yourself, you know, to maintain your career and keep yourself above ground, you know. As an independent artist, you're going to have to invest in a lot of your own, you know, mission, you know what I mean? So it's important to keep that balance. So, yeah, I'm definitely an artist entrepreneur. You know, I'm involved in several, you know, ways of expressing myself and, you know, creating revenue from that, you know. Definitely.
Which is great. Yeah, this is so good. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about just how, your personal background as an artist. Your career has a massive influence to others. What do you think is the missing component to artists becoming successful today? And that's especially prevalent with you because the fact that you are a reggae artist, that artistry has sometimes another level it has to go to in order for it to be successful.
Yeah, but that's when you're dealing with the industry. I'm not an industry artist. I'm an in the streets artist.
Yeah,
you know, meaning that
nice.
You know. Yeah, meaning that I'm independently motivated artist. You know, which means we take care of a lot of those other things, such as, you know, marketing ourselves, promoting ourselves. You know, in house, we keep a lot of that stuff, you know, in our circle, and we work with people within our circle and outside of our circle to, you know, to do all those other aspects of the music business, you know, to keep yourself relevant in the studios as well as, you know, doing, you know, reaching out to people through social media and all of that stuff. You do a lot of that stuff as an independent artist by yourself, you know. So, yeah, it's definitely something that's very important, you know. And, I try to, you know, really, you know, keep focus on that, on ways of, you know, reaching my people throughout, you know, throughout America, throughout Europe, you know. And that's what we do. That's what we do in-house,
right.
You know. We keep it all in-house, you know.
Which is good. And as a matter of fact, Jadon was a part of the Snoop Lion's album Reincarnated that was nominated for a Grammy for Best Reggae Album. So he's practicing what he's preaching. he's putting forth the effort and being recognized for it both nationally and internationally. So now the sound that you have, reggae, dancehall, hip hop, dubstep. How do you find yourself able to fuse all of that together and actually keep a positive message for people to actually take with them, with not just the moves, but when they leave you, they actually leave with a message. How you're able to do that?
Well, I'm blessed by the Most High with the talent, you know. I have to give all the glory to God, you know. It's just an inborn thing. It's a talent that I've been blessed with, that I nurtured and just honed my skills over the years, you know. But I'm influenced by a lot of these musics myself, you know. I'm a fan of dubstep, hip-hop, reggae, you know, jazz, funk, I'm you know, just a student of the music, you know. So I love all those music that I grew up on. I grew up listening to a lot of jazz, a lot of R&B, a lot of calypso, reggae, you know, hip-hop, of course, you know, that led to dubstep and all of that. So it comes easy to me because this is what my heart is pumping. You know, so I just like to I make that contribution within my music by kind of showing you where my influences come from, you know, within the music, mm-hmm. you know, what we decide to make as, you know, reggae or as dubstep, or, you know, or as, you know, R&B crossover, whatever people classify that. To us, it's just an expression, you know, and that comes from the things that we, you know, were fed too, you know, coming up listening
right.
to so many different musics, you know.
And you're yeah, and this is from and this is from your Guyanese background, right?
Of course, yeah, yeah. Because I grew up in a churchical household, but we still listened to a lot of calypso, a lot of mento, you know. So you know, and then when I came to the States, I started listening to reggae, a lot of, you know, mm-hmm. at that time reggae dancehall, you know, we were still in the cassette stage. We didn't graduate to CDs yet. You know, and I was listening to a lot of the old school cassettes and stuff like that of the, you know, the local Jamaican sound system. You know, so that's what, you know, that's what I grew up listening to, you know, in my household. You know, I was blessed to come up in a musical household. You know, my grandmother played piano in church. My aunts and, you know, uncles, you know, took part in different events in church involving music and stuff like that. My mother plays piano too. In church, you know, so that was like my household was full of music, you know.
Awesome. And you just went ahead and picked it right on up.
Yeah, man, I couldn't help it. It was in me, you know, it just came out. I just found the connection was dancehall, you know, my connection to dancehall music opened up that door for me to, you know, to realize that, yeah, I have skills here that I could, you know, I could perfect these skills, you know, and just took that time to do it. And you know how it is, you know, coming up, you know, when you think something is going to, you know, if you think it's like a hobby or something that you feel that you love to do and you just flow with it so much that it just becomes a part of you, well, that's what happened.
Awesome. Yep. And that's something that we all can definitely relate to. But you were able to use that experience to leverage the career that you have. Were you able to do the same, that whole leverage, with the Grammy nomination? How was that able to escalate your career?
Well, it just showed people, you know, what I'm capable of. I never set out to do that, you know. It was just another blessing from the Most High, from, you know, the Creator just opening doors and, you know, introducing me to great people and, you know, forming those relationships leading to, you know, different things, different, you know, projects and stuff like that. But, you know, it definitely wasn't something that I premeditated, but mm-hmm. I was blessed to have that opportunity to work with Snoop, work with Major Lazer on that project and Angela Hunt and, you know, the whole, you know, production team. And it all was just a blessing, you know. It's a learning experience and a blessing because I can actually, you know, show the world still in another aspect. I don't have to be the front man singing, you know, actually singing the song. I could, you know, be behind the scenes on the production side. And it shows the different, you know, skills and aspects of myself as an artist. So I was blessed to have that opportunity, you know, and those relationships.
Awesome. Yeah. And you're saying it perfectly for any aspiring artists that we have out there, which we do. We have many. They may think people strive just for that award, but no, it's actually you striving, and you said this in the beginning, striving to hone your craft and just be your best, and then from there,
right.
doors can open up. So
exactly.
With that,
exactly. That's really what it is in that situation. That's exactly what that is. But I've, you know, always been blessed to be in the right place at the right time and work with some great ones, great individuals. You know, my production crew. You know, Luster Kings. You know, Zion I Kings, and you know my team, Noble Society, and everyone. You know, within the circle. You know, we just that's what motivates us. You know, we really motivated off of just, you know, making that song that's gonna make that difference, that's gonna change, you know, people's lives in a positive way, you know, affect people positively. So that's our main focus. You know, we really are maintaining that vision of, you know, what has to be the message that has to be conveyed, you know, on whatever, you know, canvas, you know, whatever background it is, that message has to be clear and it has to, you know, uplift people.
How quickly do you drop, let's say, a single or a message? We'll call it a message. How soon do you start working on the next one? Because the last artist we had on the show said, you know, and you're from New York, so you have that New York background. It's really, what was your last song? Okay, that last song was great. What's the next one? are you motivated
way? We stay in the studio, man. We are always grinding. We're always grinding. Mm-hmm. I have songs that have albums that haven't, you know, looked over properly yet, you know, and, you know, by the people, by the producers, and, you know, gotten prepared to, they're just there in people's, you know, computers and stuff like that. Like, I have music that it'll be another 5 years before I need to run in the studio and do anything. Like, I have tunes up on tunes, because we love to make this music. We love to do it. It's pumping through our veins. You dig? So,
right.
You know, it's coming like nothing. It's just, you know, lately I've been kicking back. You know, I had a little one. I had a daughter.
Oh,
you
know, congratulations!
I've been, you know, kicking back with my family and chilling with my wifey, and, you know, just laying low for a minute. Because I don't really have to, you know, but I get calls, people link me up all the time, they want to work with me, and, you know, we have projects that I'm constantly doing, feature projects and different projects with, you know, the homies and stuff. So I stay busy enough to where, you know, I can, you know, every now and then I can take that chill out and just relax and not be so, you know,
pressed.
Like,
yeah,
studio wrapped all the time, you dig?
yes. So what made you decide to get involved with 100,000 Poets and Musicians for Change?
Well, I figured it would be a good platform to air out some things I had on my mind as well, you know, because I have, as an artist and, you know, as an entrepreneur, I have some things I want to say to the world, you know, and some things that I need to learn, and, you know what I mean? So I'm definitely excited about doing this event, just to meet and socialize with some of the people that, you know, that I haven't, some people I haven't seen in a while, and some new faces, some new people I'm going to meet, you know, so I can, you know, get involved in what's going on. But like I said, you know, I'm always with any movement that is going on, you know, on the grassroots level, that is about really moving and changing, making changes and making a good contribution, I'm with it. You know, that's just my whole thing in life, you know. Trying to make a difference in whatever way I can, and, you know, using this gift to reach out to people. So, you know, I don't know if you know Wayne Renew Music Group. You know, that's my partner right there.
My
Lauderdale link, you know, he's involved with, you know, a lot of these things on that level as well. So he told me about this. It was brewing for a while. Like I told you, I'm friends with Francesca. You know, big up my sister and heal up if you're listening to the radio right now. Large up yourself, Francesca. You're done. Oh, I'll go on. You know, very talented, very, very, you know, revolutionary minded sister.
Yes.
And we've been kind of, you know, I've been hearing, you know, the progress over the years, and, you know, you know, hearing from Wayne and Fran what you guys have been doing, and, you know, I felt like, yo, why not? This is the type of thing I should be involved in. So I get to bring what I do to the table, and also, you know, speak out and let people know where I'm coming from too, on a level. So it's something that I feel like it's useful. You know, I find a way that I can play my part and bring what I do to the table and add on, you know, to something that is moving and shaking things on that level on the street. So I'm definitely into it. You know, this is the type of thing I love, you know. This is what I stand
so
for. My brand, you know, is representing this revolutionary type of movement.
Right. No, and I can see that. That's why I was saying that the song, It All Goes Back to One. I was really vibing the whole energy that's with that, and the message that you're putting forth. Is that some of the things that our audiences can expect? You're welcome. Is that what the audience can expect?
I love that song myself. It's a really great song. I think that, you know, when I listen to it, you know, even now, you know, every now and then I hear it, you know, in the mix of something I'm doing and I hear it, I'm always like, wow, that was really a good message, a positive message. So, and I'm glad that people, you know, such as yourself, I'm glad you find something you can identify with in the music, you know. It's always a pleasure.
Right.
Good thing. But you can expect some big things. You know, I always come with something new. I'm going to be performing songs from my new album, Art of Distinction. You know, so you're going to get some fresh new music, you know, of course. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to remind the people who I am, you know, I'm going to do some songs from my last album, Babylon Nightmare. And that's going to be some of, you know, be pretty much what I'm going to be doing, you know, songs from each of those albums, and just get the people acquainted with, you know, Jadon Blackamore on a level.
Mm-hmm. And where can you pick up?
You're definitely going to be surprised at the new songs. If you haven't heard the album, you're going to be surprised. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Well, we love surprises. And you'll have some copies for us to pick up at the show?
Oh, sure. I have some hard copies. And, you know, the people can get some signed copies if they would like to or whatever. But, yeah, I have, you know, I have the album, you know, hard copies of the album. On sale.
Perfect.
You know?
Perfect.
Yeah.
While
or you
alive.
Can go onto iTunes, and, you know, for all the people who are, you know, have their iTunes account, log on to iTunes and look up Jadon Blackamore and Luster King's label with the album Order of Distinction featuring Luton Fire, My Brethren Pressure, Illuminati Congo, and, you know, good friends and family. Lady Legere from Britain, and you know, so a lot of homies, you know, big up Melodic Yowza, you know, a lot of surprises on the album, you know, so we'll be definitely performing songs from that.
And we'll post that link on the Twitter page under Regal Poet as well, so you can get it before time, and then bring it in, and Jadon can sign it for you. So
Yeah, man. You can buy it from me, or you can actually, you know, purchase it, and you know, I'll sign the copies for the people.
Cool. So now, 100,000 Poets and Musicians for Change is at its 5-year mark, right? So what would you like to see? Yeah. What would you like to see from musicians and poets in the next 5 years?
Well, good question. I would like to see musicians and poets dig deep within themselves and, you know, come up with, you know, not just a catchy phrase, but something with deep meaning that will, you know, help to enlighten and, shape the way people think about life, about everything that's going on in the world today with all the madness that's going on in the world. You know, I feel like we do have a responsibility as musicians, as players of instruments, artists, and, you know, activists, you know, whatever position you play and role you play in society. I think we have an obligation to, you know, stand for something, righteousness, stand on righteousness, you know. So I'm looking for that to change, you know, with poets and musicians and, you know, rappers and, you know, whoever is involved in music to consciously realize that they play a big part in how, you know, in reality, you know, of shaping the minds of people and how people perceive things. So, yeah, man, I want to see some big changes in that way. I want to see people realize that, yeah, man, you are a role model. You know, realize that people are watching you and you are influencing people with your word, sound, and power. You know, they have to take that responsibility and realize it's a serious thing. Don't waste up people's ear time, you know. You know, I say don't get them your spare time, straight up.
Awesome.
You know
what I mean? Oh, my goodness.
If you're going to come with something proper and you're going to, you know, you're going to speak to the people's, you know, situations, something people can really identify with, this is what's going to make change. So stay strong and keep focused, you know, on the journey. Keep focused on, you know, while you're on the journey. You dig it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better. And that's why they call you the king of urban reggae.
I say I'm just, you know, a man amongst men doing his works, you know, fulfilling his destiny in this time right here, in the Gideon time, you know, of war and crime. Jadon Black and
yeah.
bringing music to make people, you know, see things on on a different level. So what I do, urban world music with a message, you know.
I see. Yes. Yes. So how can we stay connected to you?
Yo, I'm social media out, man. I'm on Facebook, Jadon Blackmore on Facebook, Jadon Blackmore on Instagram and SoundCloud too. Jadon Blackmore, Mr. Blackmore on Twitter, Mr. _ Blackmore on Twitter. You know what I mean? And just reach me. You know what I mean? I'm right there. We do this. Independent is major. You know?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, and I appreciate you again for being on the show with us. We can't wait to see your
set. My pleasure. It's going to be my pleasure, man. I'm ready. I'm ready to touch the stage, you know, and bring some new music to the people. Them Art of Distinction, for all who haven't heard my new album, go on iTunes right now, purchase it, check it out. It's on the Luster Kings label. Fresh, brand new music, Zionite Kings Productions, you know. Straight up and down, Luster Kings is the label. So check the music out and support the thing. Hit me up, you know, on Facebook, Jadon Black. I'm always online doing my thing. So link up, see?
I did notice that. He's not lying. He is very much on social media. So definitely check him out. Check us out. Get your tickets online at Eventbrite or at Cinema Paradiso's website, which is Fliss.com, and we will definitely enjoy Jadon Blackmore at the show as our headliner.
Big up, big up, bro. I got Riga poets, you know, and thank you for this opportunity. And, you know, I'm saying I'm encouraging all people to come out and support, be at the show, taking this live event, getting a few good artists out there that's going to be, you know, touching the stage. Big up Rebla Star, my brethren. You know, big up Renew Music Group, big up Noble Society, Luster Kings Label, Zionite Kings. And all my friends and family out there listening within the sound of my voice, stay tuned.
Yes, we'll be back at Rebla. We'll actually be on the next program representing 100,000 Poets for Musicians for Change as well. So we're happy to have that. Please make sure you follow us
on all
of our social medias at Regal Poet, REGALPOETE. And those of you artists, entrepreneurs, please grab the message that Jadon gave about your craft and taking this whole element seriously, and the reward just comes if you just hold on and do what you need to do. So thank you, Jadon. Stay regal.
We have an obligation to the ancestors to fulfill this journey. Our people, you know, we have to do something about our situation. We are the artists, we are the poets, we are the people that are, you know, have that voice of, you know, the voiceless. So we have to use that opportunity. I can't stress it enough. You know what I mean? That's why I decided, you know what? This has to be something that I involve myself in, you know? So big up your whole staff and faculty over there. 100,000 poets, 100 million poets, you know, speaking out for your culture.
Yeah, speaking into existence. Awesome. All right, guys. So make sure you stay yourself. Jadon, you're awesome. And audience out there, be yourself and be regal. Be yourself, be regal.
Yes.
Have a good night, everyone.
Yes, blessed love.